At the other end of the catwalk, Leia and Jaina were kneeling in the bunker's open hatch, ready to provide covering fire. 15 meters below them, Kunar Bon was standing guard for Squad Savatu, which meant Yakeel and Natua were already inside the storage bunker, looking for the Horn Kids. Seph, he knew, would be on the balcony 3 levels below, protecting the route through which Squad Savatu had entered the facility. Judging by the lack of cannon fire down there, he'd also been successful in taking out the vehicle attacking them.
Octu, what are you doing out there? You were stationed at the data interface.
R2-D2 replied with an irate tweedle, then extended a third tread and bumped over the hatch threshold, entering the bunker.
There's no need to take that tone with me,
C-3PO called after the astromech.
Of course I'm happy to see you in one piece.
Han turned to Zek, then hitched a thumb at the corridor.
Maybe it would be better if we had a Jedi keeping an eye on things outside. My throwing arm is good, but...
It's not the Force, Zek finished. He flipped his palm up and turned his fingers toward Han. Two of Han's last 3 thermal detonators rose off the equipment vest and floated into the Jedi's grasp.
Be fast. Will do.
Han waved C-3PO toward the bridge, then activated his throat mic.
How's it going in the bunker? Have you found those carbonite pods?
You could say that,
Yakeel replied.
I guess.
You guess?
Han replied.
You do know what a carbonite pod looks like, right? Big black rectangle with a face in it, mouth frozen mid-scream.
Han, just get over here,
Leia said.
You're not going to believe this.
Okay,
Han said. When he turned to the catwalk, he saw that he'd have to open the gate for C-3PO. Apparently everyone else had just gone over.
On our way, cover us.
Copy that,
Jaina said.
But run!
Run?
C-3PO said.
As I tried to explain to Captain Solo, my servo motors are not equipped to...
C-3PO's objection ended in the droid equivalent of a scream when Natua Wan appeared next to Jaina and used the Force to bring him flying toward the bunker. Han pulled the repeating blaster off his shoulder and raced after the droid in a crouching sprint. Even before the snipers opened fire, Jaina began to pick them off, silencing 2 with a series of quick shots. Han turned his T-21 in the direction Jaina wasn't shooting, and forgetting he had not switched the power level back to stun, began to lay his own suppression fire. By the time he reached the storage bunker, the steady stream of high-power bolts had triggered the automatic fire suppression systems. The ceiling nozzles began to pour retardant foam into the atrium.
Nice trick,
Jaina said, speaking from behind her breath mask. She and Natua stepped aside to let Han race through the hatch.
Is that supposed to be camouflage or something?
Hey, if the Balmoran infantry can use smoke curtains,
Han said, flipping the T-21's power level to stun.
I can use a foam screen.
Jaina rolled her eyes.
Whatever you say, Dad.
Han shot her a smug wink, then turned to survey the interior of the storage bunker, and felt his jaw drop.